from the heart to the Lord. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Corporate Worship Matters, and we're going to talk about a devotional today. I want to share with you the bare bones of a devotional I shared with the Watford Church of Christ worship team and the Thames Valley Church of Christ worship team this last Sunday, that I hope was helpful, and I rather liked it. I thought I'd just share it with you to see if you might like to use it as a devotional for your next worship team gathering. Now, our theme verse for Watford and the Thames Valley Churches of Christ for 2019 is Ephesians 2:22. Let me read it to you. It says, "In him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." I love that. It's the final verse of Ephesians chapter 2. The whole chapter is amazing. But this is our goal. We want to be built together, being together. We want to become more and more a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Not just has lived or could live, but lives. And obviously in his living amongst us and in us by his Spirit, he transforms us personally, but also corporately, because this is written to a church, not just to an individual. So this is what we are. It came to me to think, in what way is this relevant to our times of corporate worship and our singing and that kind of thing? And so I looked later in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and found this verse. "Do not get drunk on wine," okay, "which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Nice connection there between Ephesians 2 talking about the Spirit, Ephesians 5 talking about the Spirit, Ephesians 2 talking about God, and Ephesians 5 talking about God. And so what's one way in which our service of those who lead corporate worship, whether we're speaking or singing, frankly, or how are we helping to build up the body? We're building the body together to become this dwelling in which God can live by his Spirit. Part of it is the fact that we can lead other people in these, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing and making music from your heart to the Lord, giving thanks. And so I printed these verses onto a sheet of paper, split them in two there, and gave each person one of these to hold in their hands while I was sharing, from the heart to the Lord. This is what we're doing. We're taking things that are in our hearts, taking it to the Lord together. And we as worship leaders are helping the rest of the congregation to sing from the heart to the Lord, to worship from the heart to the Lord. And and doing this together, we are building up the body. We are being built together. We're singing together. We're worshiping together from the heart to the Lord. We're not just singing the same words, the same music. We're singing with the same heart, from the heart to the Lord. And in that way, we are being a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And that'll be to our benefit, to God's glory, and to the benefit of many other people who might not yet share our faith and will be there. And hopefully, this will inspire them. So I encourage the groups, the worship teams with those words, and then maybe that's some words that might encourage you, might encourage your worship team. It's from the heart to the Lord, and that builds up the body of Christ. Well, I hope that's helpful. Let me know what you think. Have you done any devotionals recently, shared any scriptures or thoughts with your worship teams that have been well received and useful? I'd love to know. So leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, and leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we do learn best when we're learning community. If you know someone who might benefit from this, pass the link on and hit that like button, subscribe button, leave a review. That'd be very helpful. And until the next time, I hope you have a fantastic, fantastic, wonderful time of corporate worship coming from the heart to the Lord, to his glory. Take care and God bless.